says here Republicans in the Illinois Senate have introduced a package of proposed constitutional amendments. They say this would give voters more of a direct say in the legislative process. The package includes a renewed call for an independent redistricting commission. Other amendments would give voters greater power to amend the Constitution and the power to repeal legislation and the power to recall elected officials at all levels of government. Leader McConkie's on a phone line. Welcome to WGN. Dan, how are you today?
I'm good. Always be on, good to be on with you, John.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice. Now, what are the chances that these are going to pass? What needs to happen for you all to get your way here?
Well, you know, it needs to be really something where the public stands up to tell the party that's in charge that, look, we are tired of, you know, the games that's been played that empowers politicians over the voters, and we want to have a say in being able to actually, you know, run our state. You know, what, one of the things that I think really galls voters most of all is the fact that over the last several years, there were repeated efforts to have an independent commission draw the political maps, the state legislative maps, the congressional maps, in order to, you know, make sure that the people are able to choose their politicians instead of politicians choosing their voters. And it was a bipartisan effort, supposedly, until this year. You know, after the census was done this past year, we actually then ended up with one of the most partisan-drawn maps that this state has ever seen. And, you know, I think the people are just tired of it, and they're just like, look, you know, when do we be able to say we're actually in charge of Illinois?
We have, what, 17 now congressional seats in Illinois? We send 17 members to Congress?
Yeah, well, yeah, so 17 members to the U.S. House of Representatives,
and two,
and then obviously
senators,
our two senators. So we lost one this
and
last
if,
cycle.
Right. And so of those 17, if it was representative of the population, I wonder how many of those would be Republican seats and how many of those would be Democrat seats.
So, you know, look, Joe Biden won this state by 17 percentage points, right? So this is something where, you know, the people of this state, at least when they vote for president, have a clear preference for the Democratic Party. But then if you look at the percentage, whether it be how many members of Congress will be, you know, likely sent to Washington, D.C. under this new map, how many members are of the Democrat Party are sent to Springfield,
yeah,
it's disproportionately higher than the way people are voting at the top of the ticket. And that's because of gerrymandering, which, you know, the Democratic Party bemoans the way Republicans gerrymander in other states, and then they come here and they do it to the point that even some of our national commentators are saying that it is the most partisan that they've seen of kind of any party either side of the aisle across the country.
Yeah, I think if you identify as a Republican in Illinois, particularly in Chicago, you have to feel uncounted. Sometimes there's not even a Republican box to check on your ballots, and it's that way across the state. And you know, one of the reasons that there are ways that Democrats justify that is that there's no sense in us sending a representative delegation to Congress when Texas and North Carolina won't do it. They're going to send heavy Republican delegations that don't represent their states. If Illinois played fair, and I think that's what we're talking about, it would actually skew the Congress. They would lose the House. It would be a good idea if all of the states did it as it represents the population. But since Republican-heavy states won't do it, Illinois shouldn't either. What do you say to that?
Yeah, and I completely understand that argument. And so what I have said is, look, let's set the standard in regards to our state legislature, right? Let's show that if Joe Biden is going to win the state by 17 percentage points, there's no reason to heavily gerrymander the state General Assembly, the state House, and the state Senate. And then let's put a provision in. Let's negotiate it. Let's put a provision in that says, you know, when these other states end up with independent commissions for Congress, then we'll have a trigger mechanism that does the same. You know, I'm very much in favor of that. I understand, you know, that argument. But the interesting thing is that not only did the Democratic Party gerrymander Congress, they gerrymandered the state legislature, and then earlier this month, they actually were gerrymandering local courts. I spoke to the Senate president in committee the first week of this month when they were ramming through with almost no notice a remap of judicial circuits across the state affecting 22 counties. And I asked him, was partisanship a factor in drawing judicial maps, which everybody that I talk to thinks that the judiciary should be above partisan politics? And he admitted in committee that, yes, they use partisanship to draw judicial maps. That's just unconscionable in my mind.
What else is on your wish list? So an amendment to do that, what else would you like to see happen?
Yeah, we want to expand the ability for people to be able to go to referendum to make amendments to the state constitution. They can only do it now in a very limited capacity, right, around the kind of form and function of state government. You know, back in 2015, people tried to go to referendum to put on the ballot the drawing of independent maps, and it was thrown out by the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court said, well, it doesn't fit this very narrow definition. What the people can do by themselves to amend the state constitution. So we believe in opening that up to allowing people, as happens in many other states, the ability to be able to actually do other kinds of amendments to their state constitution. Because, you know, and just for your listeners' sake, the importance of that is a constitution is a limit upon government's ability to affect everyday people's lives, okay? And so we believe in giving people the ability to actually say no to the government. No, we don't want you to be involved in this area of our lives. Additionally to that, you know, about half the states have the ability to be able to repeal a law that was passed by the General Assembly and signed into law by the governor that they don't like, that is highly unpopular. It would allow them to be able to go to referendum and put that bill on the ballot. And then we want to expand the ability to be able to recall corrupt elected officials at any level of government.
Yeah,
right
be,
now, the only
be none
recall
left.
That exists.
Dan, I have one more question for you. I've got like 30 seconds here, but how do you feel about amending the Constitution in a way that would allow the state to reduce the pensions for state employees? Would that happen as well?
So I think that that is the kind of debate that needs to take place as part of comprehensive pension reform. That's happened in other states. You know, it is, I mean, look, that it, we spend 25% on every dollar that is sent to Springfield goes toward pensions. In most other states, usually it's about 5 cents on every dollar. So some sort of structural reform is going to be necessary. It needs to be a part of, I think, an overall solution and plan. To actually put this state on the right financial footing so that the promises that are being made can actually be kept. So, you know, there's a lot of issues that I think we need to, you know, put on the table, but chief amongst that is having the people have faith in their government again, and that's what we want to do.
Dan McConkie from Hawthorne Woods, the Republican GOP Senate leader in Illinois. Nice to talk to you, Dan, and if that resonates with you, tell your local politician, even if they're a Democrat. It's nice to talk to you, Dan.
Thanks. Good to be with you.